Omaha Public Radio presents another program from Film Streams, Omaha's nonprofit cinema on Noon Forum. We'll hear a discussion which followed a screening of the 1979 film Breaking Away, directed by Peter Yates. Ranked as one of the most inspiring movies of all time by the American Film Institute, Breaking Away follows four working-class teenagers, played by Dennis Christopher, Dennis Quaid, Daniel Stern, and Jackie Earle Haley, struggling to find their place in the world. Those struggles eventually lead them on an unlikely path and improbable destiny, entering the annual Little 500 bicycle race in Bloomington, Indiana. The discussion will be led by bicycling advocate and former Omaha City Planning Director Marty Schuchert. This program is presented in cooperation with Activate Omaha, a local organization which promotes designing communities for active lifestyles. This program was recorded by Omaha Public Radio on Thursday evening, July 9, 2009, for broadcast at this time. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of Film Streams, KIOS-FM, or the Omaha Public School District. Here now to begin the program is Julie Harris from Activate Omaha.
Activate Omaha is just a small nonprofit organization, and we're working to make Omaha one of the healthiest communities in the nation. We try to look at policies to see how we can make Omaha healthier by having more trails, bike lanes, safe routes to school, whatever we can do on a policy level to make it safe and convenient for you to lead an active lifestyle is what we're all about. And obviously, riding your bike is a big part of that. So thanks for coming.
Tonight, we're not really going to analyze the movie, but we would like to invite discussion of bicycling in Omaha. I'll start out by talking a little bit about some of the things that are happening in the city, and then I hope we'll be able to spend some time together just talking and shooting the breeze and thinking a little bit about how bicycling can be made better in the city and some of the directions that we might be going in. I think that this is a very auspicious time for bicyclists in the city. It's interesting that when Breaking Away was made, the country was in the middle of sort of a bike mini boom. There's a new book that's been written by Robert Hurst, who's a great writer on urban bicycling. That book is called The Cyclist Manifesto, and it starts out with a bit of a review of the history of urban bicycling in this country. And Hurst is pretty hard on 19th century bicyclists who were often in their sort of a combination of elitists and even racists about bicycling as kind of an exclusive and unfortunately all-white club. He traces the demise of bicycling, which was primarily a recreational and competitive pursuit, the fact that many of the bicycle racers of the 19th century became car racers in the early 20th century, and then traces the other booms and boomlets that have grown over the years. And one of those was during the 1970s when people were riding, as Dave in the movie did, what were then called 10 speeds. Now we're well beyond 10 speeds. The idea of bicycle infrastructure was just beginning to get started. There were a few trails here and there, including in our neighboring city of Lincoln, which was a pioneer in trail development. So is Sioux Falls, about 150 miles to the north. But we in Omaha really kind of lagged behind a lot of those other cities that were beginning to discover the bicycle as a form of transportation. Our first significant trail was the first 3 miles of the Keystone Trail. It was an interesting process getting that started, and ultimately in the late 80s and 1990, the first parts of that trail opened. Politicians who barely voted in favor of the idea during the 1980s were often pretty quick to claim it as their own idea in 1990, but that's just fine. We now are around 90 to 100 miles of trails in the city and are beginning the first steps in the process of beginning to adapt the city's street system to joint use by bicycles and cars. We have great friends in the city's Public Works Department, including Todd Fitzer, who's the city's traffic engineer and Charlie Krychek, the city engineer, Bob Stubbe, who's the public works director, have just been terrific in helping to give birth to this new system that we call Bike Omaha. The Bike Omaha system that some of you read about in the paper a couple of weeks ago and that's beginning to move ahead will provide initially about 20 miles of signed and designated routes, bike lanes, a few off-street connections as well that will link downtown Omaha and the Missouri Riverfront with the Keystone Trail and other parts of the regional trail system. It's a very exciting thing. We've had the opportunity to do this because of generous grants from two foundations, the Peter Kiewit Foundation and a foundation that would rather stay anonymous just because they're like that. And really are grateful for their generosity and their vision and the possibilities that are beginning to emerge. We also have an exciting organizational framework in the city. Activate Omaha is a co-sponsor of this event with FilmStreams. Hugely involved in the process of making active transportation part of the daily life of people in the community. We have a Mayor's Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee, which is getting close to about a year of operation. We think that bicycling is becoming more and more popular in the city, and we know that we've got challenges and questions to answer as well as we move into a new era of combined transportation. Also, we think that people are beginning to get more interested in green transportation, in the relationship between transportation systems and the way that the city looks and works, and in the health benefits of bicycling and other forms of active transportation as well. So with that little word of introduction, I think it would be fun to talk, to take comments. This is not meant to be a lecture. If I can answer any questions or offer opinions, I'll be glad to. But how would somebody like to talk?
I saw in the paper that we some of the bike lanes that we're working from towards south from South Omaha and coming down from Northwest Omaha. Are we looking at anything that's really a cross artery?
Yeah, we are. Probably the first, you know, we've got a challenge because unlike a city like Lincoln, we do not have old railroad rights of way that provide commuter routes. So we're pretty much relegated to streets with one significant exception. The early parts of the system do include two crosstown or two east-west routes. One of those, and we think it will be the first one to be put on the ground, will run from downtown Omaha to Benson with a spur that then connects into Happy Hollow Boulevard and connects down to Memorial Park, Elmwood Park, and Exarban Village from there. We're able to do that partially because we've got not railroads but old streetcar streets that include streets like 40th and Hamilton and Military that are a little bit wider because it's streetcar tracks that ran down the middle of them. So that route will utilize out of downtown 16th Street, Burt, climbs up the hill past Bemis Park, also includes Burt Street going downhill or uphill for the Hardy. Goes up through the Mercer Park neighborhood to 40th, to Hamilton, to Military, and then cuts west and winds up in the Benson Business District. And that'll be the first route to be put online, partially because it does not involve very much in the way of capital construction. It's mainly paint and tape and signs. The second route will use Leavenworth and St. Mary's coming out of downtown, that one-way pair with bike lanes on both streets. And then uses a couple of optional routes. It will use Leavenworth Street to 48th using a device that we call Sharrows. It's a new pavement marking that denotes shared lanes between bicycles and cars. For people who are not quite so comfortable in traffic and like a little bit quieter and more scenic route, an alternative route to 48th and Leavenworth will use Park Avenue and Woolworth Avenue through the Field Club and then through the Morton Meadows neighborhood to 48th and Leavenworth. The route will then continue up Leavenworth, which is the best corridor, but not an easy one in terms of traffic. Our idea will be to use an off-street climbing lane, basically along the cemetery west of 48th. Bikes coming downhill can do a better job of keeping up with traffic, continue over to 60th to Woolworth, and again, a streetcar route, Woolworth to 63rd, 63rd into Exarban Village, and then over to the Keystone Trail that way. A couple of interesting elements of progress that will happen very quickly. One is that 16th Street is being resurfaced in downtown. And with the resurfacing, we'll be installing bike lanes on that initial stretch of the street. So that's a very good thing. There also will be a bike lane provided on Mercy Road going westbound to 78th Street, along with some changes to that road as well. And finally, some of you may not know this, the city has received stimulus funding to improve 32nd Avenue between Woolworth and Vinton Street, and that will include traffic calming components such as curb bump outs and landscaping, as well as bike lanes along that lovely avenue that runs down to Hanscom Park. So there will be initially some east-west connectivity. Another very exciting project that's an east-west route will involve the conversion of an old Chicago and Northwestern Railroad right-of-way that generally is a little bit south of Interstate 80 that's going to connect the Keystone and Field Club Trail. So that will provide an east-west route that will then connect into the Bike Omaha on-street system via Vinton Street and Leavenworth and come into downtown that way. So we're getting there, and it's too bad that we don't have something like I experienced in Minneapolis, the Midtown Greenway, which is an incredible east-west bicycle expressway that's fully grade separated, has a bike shop along it, is really a terrific route. We don't have that. There are some people who have the great idea, and I think it is a great idea, of burying traffic on Dodge Street and putting bikes and transit on top, but I'm not sure that I'm ever going to see that in my lifetime. Some of you may.
It seems like most businesses, you don't see bike racks, right? They're pretty rare, at least right now. Is there anything we can do, or is it as simple as just saying, as a customer of this business, it'd be great if you added a bike rack to the front of your establishment?
We do not do a very good job in the city of bike parking, and We did in the zoning ordinance 22 years ago put in a incentive for putting bike racks in, that is a break on parking requirements if businesses put bike racks. However, many businesses and shopping centers want to put in more parking than they really need, so that's not really much of an incentive. I think that there's going to be a greater move toward it. There's the beginning of some funding. For example, the Eastern Nebraska Trails Network just contributed $6,000 to Activate Omaha to buy and install bike racks around the city. By bike racks, by the way, we don't mean those old schoolyard racks that are the big long things that a much better form of bike parking are the inverted U's and hitching posts that are much less obtrusive and a lot easier, by the way, to tie a bike up to. So we're going to see more bike parking. It's really pretty inexpensive to do it, and I hope that there'll be a time that bike parking requirements for certain kinds of activity centers, like retail centers, are as much a requirement in zoning as parking lots are. Certainly not as many stalls, but doesn't take as much space either.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what types of initiatives can accompany the bike lanes and to kind of do public awareness for drivers and to make bike safety more of a reality here in Omaha?
That's a good question, and it's important to note that that they're mutual responsibilities, that bicycle riders in a way are the most flexible vehicles, and as such, I think are responsible for their safety and in some ways for everybody else's safety too. So we do have special responsibilities, I think. There are seven league-certified instructors or league cycling instructors. These are people who have taken a couple of training courses and more or less passed those so that they're certified to teach the League of American Bicyclists bike safety curriculum. I'm one of those. There are others who know more than I do who are also teaching those courses, and those will be are being coordinated through Activate Omaha as well. So we encourage groups to get together and to request that kind of education. On the other hand, enforcement and awareness building are really important things to promote, and one of the areas that I think is a priority for the advisory committee are exploring ways of improving law enforcement, of improving driver education and driver awareness, and of helping everyone on the road understand that they have mutual responsibilities to safeguard the welfare of each other. We have sometimes challenges there. Talk shows on radio are not necessarily a huge help, but on the other hand, we got to appear on one and talk a little bit about those issues of responsibility. I think that one of the things that we as bicyclists or those of us who are bicyclists can do is ride responsibly, courteously, and understand those kinds options and things that we can do just by our own behavior. For example, I find that if I'm stopped at a red light, that moving over in one direction or another so that somebody can turn right usually changes that person's perception of bicyclists. It's no skin off my nose, but usually a kind of a wink and a nod and a smile and a wave, and that person has become a friend. And I think we need to pick up friends wherever we can. I think that there are legislative changes that we should push for. A lot of states are passing legislation that requires, for example, a minimum passing distance when a car overtakes a bike. Better driver education at the high school level, better information in driver's manuals and in driving testing would also be very helpful. So there are a variety of things that I think need to be done or should be done on a legislative level and enforcement level as well. Generally, the Omaha police have been very good. Not every police department is, but ours has been, I think, very sympathetic, largely because they're bicyclists who are leaders in that department. Carrie.
Two, there is an education committee of the mayor's bicycle and pedestrian advocacy group that is looking specifically. There are a lot of best practice awareness campaigns coming out of Marin County, Boulder, that we're looking at. It's just a matter of trying to find funding to launch the campaign.
Mm-hmm. I had a question. Before the Midtown Crossing was coming around, Farnham Street was kind of an okay street to go west on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bit of a climb, but are they considering any kind of a bike lane going that way?
That that street's going to change, and I think the section of it is it's going to be two-way street with diagonal parking, which is not incredibly bike-friendly. So it'll be slower, but the I guess we'll have to wait and see how that operates once the conversion is made. It'll probably help somewhat that it slows traffic. I was hoping that we would be able to get reverse diagonal parking on that street. I don't think that's going to happen, although I think it could. The Public Works Department would like to experiment with that technique as well. Reverse diagonal parking is where you back into a diagonal space and go head first out of it, which is obviously much safer for bicyclists. I have discovered the joys of using the sidewalk on Harney Street going up, by the way. It's a gentler grade than Farnham, and I don't understand why, but it is. It just feels better. I guess we'll have to wait and see. We probably have enough width in that street to develop bike lanes.
The Bike Omaha Challenge has had a lot of success over the past couple of years. What's being done to promote bike riding with like little kids to, say, like their friend's house or to like school and so forth to kind of promote that and have them grow over the years?
I don't know, Carrie. Do you guys want to talk about that a little bit? That would be.
Hi, I'm Julie with Activate Omaha, and my main job at Activate Omaha is the Safe Routes to School initiative, which is, and I can't remember who. Is trying to get more kids walking and biking to school again. And so we're working with schools to try to get kids out there again, to get principals to be open to the idea of letting the kids ride, because a lot of times it's the principals that are the ones that are discouraging it. So we're trying to have that dialogue with the schools, with principals. We had a great pilot back to school day at Dundee Elementary last spring that went over really well. So that is something that we are doing at Activate Omaha with the schools and with parents.
I actually think that one of the challenges, and again, it's not something I have all the answers to, but one of the challenges is to make bicycling cool. It's interesting that it's getting popular, but it's sort of seen as being a province of middle-aged people, and I think that some cities have made significant. I would say Chicago is an example of this. Have made significant strides in making it cool to ride a bike. It's cool to be like Dave Stoller in Breaking Away, cool to be environmentally responsible and green, cool to be fast and in good shape and capable in riding a bike, cool to be like all these guys who you see in the Tour de France. So there's the whole I hesitate to call it industry, but the whole pursuit has a lot to learn in terms of public relations and sort of being more the province of anybody rather than one particular group. And that's something that I think we all need to work on. One interesting program that's been developed in Chicago through the City of Chicago and the what's now called the Active Transportation Alliance, used to be the Chicagoland Bicycle Federation, is a bike ambassador program, and that basically involves kids in high school who become ambassadors for bicycling as well as educators within the school environment. Julie is right. I mean, this is unbelievable that there actually are principals who have. In the past, it's no longer permitted by OPS, but have in the past prohibited kids from riding to school, from riding bicycle to school, because they didn't want to bother with, I guess, the liability or the bike storage or one thing or another. So I don't know. That seems totally nuts, but I guess they have their reasons. But it's not their policy anymore.
Yes. I had the interesting experience recently of having two out-of-town cyclists who I tried to guide from around 45th and Center across the pedestrian bridge. One of the things that was quite apparent to them and me as I was trying to get them through, and also in contrast to what's going on in Iowa, is a real lack of signage on existing trails. Yep. You don't know where they're going. There's nothing to really say what you're on or where it's headed, as opposed to, say, Iowa, where they'll at least tell you there'll be a mileage sign, and you'll have well-marked crosswalks.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And a couple of comments, just in terms of things that are going to sort of demonstrate new standards, and hopefully when we do this, it will help other applications as well. The Bike Omaha system includes funding for signs, and so it will be full of, in fact, in the first phase of it, the Benson route, we're calling it, we're anticipating about 110 directional and route identification signs along the way that will tell you specifically where that route is going and how to get to other places along it. In a new trail network that, if it ever clears the environmental review process, it has no environmental impact whatsoever, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. By the way, if people want stimulus money released, write to your congressmen and senators about ways to streamline environmental review processes for projects that have no environmental impact. But the Western Douglas County Trail System, the first increment of that will go from Elkhorn and Waterloo to Valley and Valley City Park via Old Maple Road and I think 270th Street into Valley. And that system, too, will have extensive directional and mileage signage. So these, we hope, will be demonstrations of how the overall system should develop. But you're right, we are not good at all. We have nice trail graphics, but not very good at all in terms of telling you where those trails go or when, as Robert Frost would say, two roads diverge in a yellow wood, where either one of those roads goes. Hopefully you've enjoyed the evening. It's been nice talking to you all, and Breaking Away is a wonderful movie. It's good that all of you were able to come out, and we'll see you out on the road.
Thanks so much, Marty. We really appreciate you doing this.
You've been listening to a discussion on Noon Forum, which followed a screening of the 1979 film Breaking Away, directed by Peter Yates. The event, presented in cooperation with Activate Omaha, took place at Filmstreams, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. This program was recorded by Omaha Public Radio on Thursday evening, July 9th, 2009, for broadcast at this time. The speaker was bicycling advocate and former city planning director Marty Shugart. Special thanks to Rachel Jacobson, Casey Logan, and Jim Foyt of Filmstreams for helping to make the recording and broadcast of this program possible. Complete Noon Forum listings are available on the Internet. Visit our website at kios.org. Now, this is your producer and host, Bob Cote, thanking you for listening.